Here's another topic I want to touch on. Friday we mentioned it, and indeed Sunday it was proven to be absolutely true, because the Sunday Times had it on their survey, and you can't get a higher accolade than the Sunday Times telling you that you are the most wonderful place to live. Apparently Ballyhackamore on the list, along with Strangford, along indeed with Newcastle, with Portrush. Newcastle, Portrush, Strangford, Ballyhackamore. There was one other that I can't remember off the top of my head, but they were all fine places. Ballyhackamore was the one that sort of surprised everyone. Hollywood, of course, was the other one. I was in it on Friday night. John Kyle is a representative of Ballyhackamore from the PUP, Dr. John Kyle. John, good morning.
Good morning, Frank.
John, Ballyhackamore, you know, my child was baptised in Ballyhackamore Chapel. You know, there's something about Ballyhackamore that everybody seems to just love it. How did the Sunday Times discover that it was so wonderful?
Well, I'm not surprised, Frank, because it is a great place. It's got the obvious things like great shops, small independent retailers, great eating places. It's got a village feel to it. There's a real buzz and there's a friendliness about it. But, you know, there are a number of other things that may not immediately spring to mind that all combine together to make it a great place. You've got the Cumber Greenway running by that people can cycle and walk along. You've got C.S. Lewis Square just a little bit down the road. You've got great shops, great local churches, lots of local activities. So the whole thing really has got a buzz to it. But do you know what I think the key to it is, Frank? And I think this is really very telling. It is a very mixed area. It's socially mixed. It's religiously mixed. It's ethnically mixed. It's economically mixed. It's even politically mixed. There's a real buzz. There's a mixture of people of all types and classes and backgrounds who just get along together, just enjoy being there, and there is a sense of neighbourliness and friendliness.
Where does it begin and where does it end, John, in terms of geography? Is it from Knock Medical Centre down to Wiseby's? Is that Ballyhackamore and every side street off it, or is there more to it than that?
I think there's more to it than that. I think it stretches from SD Bell's down to C.S. Lewis Square. But if you wanted to be a real purist...
That's nearly the same. That's nearly the same. SD Bell's and Knock Medical Centre are face-to-face, and Wiseby's and the square with the wardrobe, they're more or less the same place?
No. But actually, well, if you want to be a purist, you're supposed to be talking from North Road up to about Belmont Church Road, a circle around there.
But now we're getting very posh, John. Now we're getting very posh.
That's posh,
Ballyhackamore.
No. You see, that's the thing. There are some houses, you know, that you couldn't, have much left over from £1 million if you bought them. But there are lots of other small houses. There's private rentals. There's social housing. There's a real mixture, and that's the beauty of it. It is such a mixed place, and there's lots of activity. And of course, it's got a library which people go to and use. It's got all sorts of useful information there. It's got a number of great churches in the area which have a real buzz and add something to the community, and it's got great schools. So you can stretch it for out as far as you like, but there is a lot of good stuff going on there. And I think other places, I mean, I know there are great places elsewhere in Northern Ireland, but I think some other places could learn a bit from Ballyhackamore.
John, very well said. Let's play it up because it's a credit to it. John Kyle, thank you indeed, John. 02890 333 105, Ballyhackamore, one of the best places to live in the United Kingdom. That is a full praise, because the other places, you know, you think Portrush and the lapping water and the surf and the rocks and everything to do with Portrush. Yeah, it's a pretty cool place to live. And you think Hollywood, exceptionally posh. And Strangford, idyllic. Newcastle, mountains of the morn sweeping down to the sea. And then, along with the list, Ballyhackamore. So do tell us why Ballyhackamore. 077-66-105-105, 90-333-105. I think Bill's born and reared in it. Bill, tell me what's good about this place that you come from.
Good morning, Frank. Ballyhackamore, one of the greatest places I think you're about. Great place to grow up and live in. By the way, John Kyle's got his geography wrong. If we look at it, there's Ballyhackamore, a very small area. It's actually surrounded with Farmtown, Orangefield, Bloomfield, Knapp. As I explained to a couple of people, if you look at Ballyhackamore, the road splits to BT4 on one side and BT5 on the other. Farmtown School is a marker. That's just Farmtown now. You get Belmont above it. Actually, there's only about 15 streets and roads in Ballyhackamore. and it goes to the right. My great grandparents are one of the first people to live there.
So coming down the Newton Arge Road, Bill, coming down the Newton Arge Road from Stormont, where does Ballyhackamore start?
Horatio Todd's.
As far down as that?
In the gardens. Yeah, as in the gardens. And then it'll go to Holland Ray, which is Stoker's Hulp. I'm working at the pub, which just doesn't sound right, but it is. And then we have from the Newton Arge Road down to Sandown Road, down to the King's Road. Frank, you know the King's Road. I thought you lived there, didn't you, I think, one time?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, so it swings round like that. Area. But I'm surprised, Bill, I'm surprised that you don't include from SD Bells down as far as Horatio Todd's on the Newton Arge Road. I thought that was Ballyhackamore as well. I also thought that that relatively new restaurant, which is called Cypress Avenue, would be in Ballyhackamore. You're saying it's not? He's away. His line's gone down. Where is Ballyhackamore? Do let us know. 02890 333 105. I think his line is actually back up again. Bill, I was just mentioning there to you that I think it would include the restaurant, which is called Cypress Avenue. You think that's too near the city?
No, too far down. That's Strandtown. Frankie, if you look at it, Strandtown School, actually Binders, you find it at the Dala, Belmont Road, Belmont Church Road, that's all the Belmont area. Knock Road, come down into Pasadena, which is all Belmont Knock, round and through Clarewood, and then you have Orange Street, Bloomfield. There's actually books out, Frank. There's a guy, I can't remember his name, done the books on all the small areas around East Belfast. They were on sale up at the nursery, or Hillmont Nursery, and I was viewing them. But I had phoned and contacted him and asked him about Ballyhackamore. He said he hadn't done one yet. So it was actually, it's surrounded, it's bordered by a lot of smaller areas. But it seems to be that people are pushing the boundary out on it. But to say, it used to be called Catcher's Only, which used to be a race course. There's a horse racing that's on there. It's called Catcher's Only. And that's where Ballyhackamore's first name of it was, actually came from it.
All right, interesting history. Horse racing as well. Everyone's laying claim to Ballyhackamore this morning. Do let us know what you think and why it's such a fine place to come from. So we're standing, we're saluting Ballyhackamore.